Welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. I'm your host, Dustin Robertson. For the next 25 minutes, we're going to learn how to embrace change during many of life's trials. Getting married is a wonderful time of life, but how do you embrace the changes that are bound to come after the wedding guests have gone home and the honeymoon ends? What happens when the fairy tale fades and the trials begin? Rabbi Schneider will address those questions today as he continues this fascinating and eye-opening study on the mysteries of the Song of Songs. Today's message was recorded outside in Florida, and if you've missed any of the previous messages, you can listen online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Now here is Rabbi Schneider.
I'm going to the fourth chapter, and I'm going to the 16th verse. The Shulamite bride, who's a shadow of the church, is saying to King Solomon, "Awake, O north wind, and come wind of the south. Make my garden breathe out fragrance. Let its spices be wafted abroad. May my beloved come into his garden and eat its choice fruits." Now, I know that's a lot of words, and I'm going right off the bat into talking about something. And some of you, it's like totally unfamiliar what I'm talking about. And it may be hard for a few of you to get your head wrapped around what I just read. So let's go back to it again. I'm going to go a little slower, and I'm going to give some commentary before we elaborate on it a bit more deeply. The Shulamite bride, who's a shadow of you and I, of the church, is calling out to her lover. So I want you to put yourself in this position. You and I, as the bride of Messiah, are calling out to Jesus, and we're saying this: "Awake, O north wind, and come wind of the south. Make my garden breathe out fragrance. Let its spices be wafted abroad. May my beloved come into its garden, his garden, and eat its choice fruits." So what in the world is going on here? What she is saying is this: whatever it takes for me to bring forth to you, my lover, King Jesus, the fullness of what you're after in me. See, the Bible says that you and I are God's inheritance. So there's something in us God wants. There's something in us that actually fills God up. That's why he sent his son to die for us, to marry us, because there's something about you and I in our love relationship with him that adds to his enjoyment. I mean, it's a mystery. God is complete and he needs nothing, yet somehow you and I bring an added dimension of fullness to him. That's why Jesus wept when Lazarus died, because he was moved by what was going on. That's why the angels in heaven, as I said last time, they rejoice when a sinner repents. God is moved by us. He calls us his bride. What kind of bride could the church be to Jesus if the bride had no ability to move him? If the bride's affection for him didn't move his heart, didn't do anything for him, how could we really be a bride? But we're called the bride because we have free choice. We have a will. That's what's unique about us as human beings. We can think. We have awareness, and we can choose. So when you and I, with the choice that God has given us, he's not making us choose him. He draws us to him and gives us the opportunity to choose him. So when you and I, out of our own volition, out of our own initiative, choose to love him, choose to put him first, it does something for him. And so the Shulamite bride, in choosing to love him, in choosing to love Yeshua, is saying, whatever it's going to take, Lord, for the fullness of who you want me to be, for the fullness of all I can be to come forth, whatever it's going to take, let it come. The good times and the bad times. If life always felt fantastic, if it always felt like you were being blessed and there were never any hard times, you could not become all that God is calling you to be. This is why the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament, tells us that we should rejoice in our trials, because going through the trials brings something out of us that will not be brought out of us without going through the trials. See, in the book of 2 Corinthians, Paul said this, I'd have you know, brethren, that I am burdened excessively beyond strength, so that I despair, Paul said, even of life. So he was going through a tremendously difficult time that made living the next day hard. It was so hard for him because of all the challenges he was facing. But then he said, but this happens to me, that I would learn to trust in God that raises the dead. Paul was facing what the Shulamite bride here calls the north winds. There's the south winds. Those are the winds that God breathes upon us that opens up our heart. For example, when we're in a worship service and the beautiful worship music is playing and our hands are raised and for some tears flow through from their eyes because they're feeling the presence of God. Those are the south winds, like being in Florida when the sun is shining and you just feel bathed in God's goodness. Those are the south winds. But the north winds are frigid and cold. It's like being in Minnesota in the middle of the winter. I lived in Minnesota for a while. I remember walking out my front door of the trailer that I was living in, Cynthia and I, in the middle of the winter. It was so cold that you literally felt you wanted to cry. It was such an assault on your flesh. And so once again, the Shulamite bride says here, awake, O north wind, and come wind of the south. Make my garden breathe out fragrance. Let its spices be wafted abroad. In other words, she's saying, I know it's the combination of the north winds, the hard things that God brings me through in life, and the south winds, those times of refreshment that I experience when I feel God's love and His beauty and the caresses of His Spirit. I know it's the combination of those two things that bring forth unto the Lord the fullness of who I am. Awake, O north wind, and come wind of the south, make my garden breathe out fragrance. And so I want to challenge you today to recognize that it's not God's purpose for you or I to always have an experience, as long as we're in this world, where we always feel the sunshine. Remember Paul's experience that he related to us in the book of Corinthians? He said there was a messenger of Satan sent to torment him in the flesh. Notice Paul said, if you'll read that scripture carefully, it was actually by divine design that this messenger of Satan was sent to Paul to bring torment to him. Paul said, I'd have you know that there was a messenger of Satan sent to me, to torment my flesh, to buffet me, some translations read in the flesh. And he said that it was so painful. He said it was going through such a time of pain because of this messenger of Satan that had been sent to him. And he said he cried out to the Lord, I'm hurting, take this pain away. Paul said after praying about this for the third time, the Lord spoke back to him. And he said, Paul, my grace is going to be sufficient to get you through this time of pain. He said, my power, however, is going to be perfected in your weakness. So think about this. It was actually by divine design, first of all, this messenger of Satan came. Paul had received such lofty revelation from the Lord that the natural tendency would have been for him to become puffed up in his own heart and mind. Remember Satan, he looked at himself, he saw how beautiful he was and what happened to him. He became puffed up and ended up falling out of heaven because of it. So do you understand the messenger of Satan was actually a gift from God so that Paul would stay humble and so that God's power would be perfected in his servant as Paul had to walk through this trial clinging to his God. And so it was a north wind. But the Lord had a purpose in the north wind. The Lord sent the north wind. And in addition to the Lord sending the north wind to Paul, the Lord said to Paul, and my power is going to be perfected in you as you cling to me through this trial. And Paul ended up saying about this time of testing from the devil, Paul said, I'm going to therefore boast in my weakness than in my strength, for the Lord's power is being perfected as I cling to Him in my weakness.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. But first, did you know that you can receive real-time encouragement straight from Rabbi through text message? visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com and click on the link that says Rabbi Text Me. Or you can text the keyword Rabbi to the number 88777. Rabbi sends these special text messages as the Holy Spirit leads, and he looks forward to connecting with you real soon. Did you know that this ministry is all about preparing the way for the inevitable return of King Jesus? Well, it's true, and we'd love for you to partner with us in this life-changing mission today. Together, we will change lives all over the world. To support this team, call 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. Or you can visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And now here's Rabbi Schneider.
See, do you get it now? Why the Shulamite bride, who's a symbol of you and I, wanted both the north winds and the south winds? Because she knew it was a combination of both that would cause her heart to fully open up so that the fullness of the fruit that God was birthing in her could come forth. So knowing what I just said, listen again. She's crying out. She's a shadow of you and I. Awake, O north wind, and come, wind of the south. Make my garden breathe out fragrance. Again, she knew it was the combination of the good times, the times where she was feeling caressed by the Son of God's presence, as well as the hard times, the trials, even the attacks of the devil. She knew it was the combination of both that would make her garden breathe out fragrance. And then she continued, let my garden spices be wafted abroad. May my beloved come into his garden and eat its choice fruits. So she wanted the fullness of all her potential to come forth. Why? So that Jesus could come and get enjoyment out of his fellowship with her, out of living in her, living through her, and out of his union with her. What a beautiful thing. You and I have been made for King Jesus. Let me ask, are you willing to surrender your life to him, to give him permission to bring into your life whatever is needed? The easy times, like Clint Eastwood said, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly, knowing that God is the architect of it all, and he has a purpose in all of it. Are you willing to trust him enough, and do you love him enough to say to him, like the Shulamite bride did, let the north winds come and let the south winds come so that I can become all that you're calling me to be, so that you can enjoy to the fullest, King Jesus, living inside me, your garden. Are you willing to say yes to that? If so, why don't you just take a second and say, Jesus, I want to be like the Shulamite bride. I want to love you so much that I'm not shrinking back from pain. I'm not just seeking to feel good. I want whatever is going to allow me to be your garden in the fullest sense. So say it with me. So Lord Jesus, Yeshua, my Messiah, I give you permission to do with me as you see please. I'm willing to go through whatever is necessary for me to become all that I can be for you so that you can come and live inside me to the fullest sense of the word and gain all the fruit from me that's possible. That's what happened. Notice what happens next. The beautiful Jesus responds to her. You see, when you and I give our life to the Lord so completely, like she just did, God's going to respond to that type of love. God is not like a machine in the sky that has no feelings. He will feel that love from you. That's what the book of Song of Songs is about, that God has feelings and he responds. So after she gives herself to him in this way, let's look what the next verse says, chapter 5, verse 1. Jesus speaks back to her. He says, I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh along with my balsam. I have eaten my honey cone and my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk. Eat, friends, and drink and imbibe deeply, O lovers. Jesus responded by coming to live inside her. And then Jesus responded, others to come and take part of fellowshipping with her, because in fellowshipping with her, they would now have fellowship with him because he was living in her and through her in such a deep way. She gives herself to him, absolutely abandons herself to him. Take my life and let it be consecrated all to thee. take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. She gives herself completely. She doesn't shrink back from pain, from suffering. She abandons herself, whatever you want. I just want you to live in me and through me and gain as much as you can from my life. What happens next? The Spirit responds. He dives in deep within her and he says, now that you've given yourself to me and abandoned yourself to me so completely, I've come into your heart. I've come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh. In other words, he's enjoying the fruit now. He's enjoying the fruit. The Holy Spirit comes when we set up a place for him to come, right? I mean, you can't pour water into a glass that's already full of water. She gave herself over completely so that her cup was open, so that her glass, her container, was open and available for him to pour into. He came, but he got enjoyment of this fellowship he was now having with her. I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh along with my balsam. I have eaten my honeycomb, my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk. And Jesus was living in her so completely now and so fully, he invited others to have fellowship with her because he knew that others now would partake of him through their fellowship with her because he was living through her so intimately and deeply. And so Yeshua says, eat, friends, drink, and imbibe deeply, O lovers. Now the course continues to shift in this divine love song where we read of a new phase of this divine journey. The Shulamite bride moves forward and she's speaking now from a different realm and she says this, I was asleep. She had given herself completely to the Lord and now she has an encounter. Why? Because God responded to her plea to sell out. Something shifted, something changed. She went to sleep shortly thereafter and listen to what happened. I was asleep, but my heart was awake. A voice, my beloved, was knocking. Jesus has come to her, and he said to her, open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is drenched with dew, my locks with the damp of the night. What's happening here? Jesus is coming to her from the Garden of Gethsemane. The Garden of Gethsemane is where Jesus was weeping, where he sweat drops of blood, where he was being rejected, where he was about to be arrested and crucified. And Jesus is asking her to fellowship with him now in his rejection, in his persecution, and in his suffering. Jesus was asking her to stand alone with him and be rejected by the world. Open to me now, my sister. You've asked to give yourself to me completely. And now I'm asking you to open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is drenched with dew, my locks with the damp of the night. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane at night, tears falling from his face, rejected from the world, about to be crucified, and now he was asking her to fellowship with him in his suffering. You and I also have been called, beloved, to identify and participate with Jesus in his suffering. In fact, Paul said he endeavored to fill up the sufferings of Christ in his own body. The book of Philippians tells us that you and I have been chosen and called not just to reign with him, but to share with him in his sufferings. And so I ask you once again, as we close this broadcast today, will you completely give yourself over to Jesus and participate with him fully in his will for your life? If you do, yes, you're going to suffer some rejection, but more than that, you're going to be blessed with a glory that's beyond anything that you can imagine right now. You see, Jesus draws near to those that will draw near to him, and the Shulamite bride is an example of one that drew near to him, and the end of her story is, beloved, she's baptized with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and that will be your portion as well as you surrender fully to him.
You
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi Schneider shared some powerful lessons on the Shulamite bride and her beloved's relationship. So if you've missed any of the messages in this engaging series on the mysteries of the Song of Songs, feel free to catch up online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And you know, Jesus really wants us to have an intimate and personal relationship with Him and the Father. And it's our prayer that today's message has helped you understand some of the mysteries of this tiny, often overlooked book of the Bible. If you'd like to learn more about Solomon, the Shulamite bride, and our relationship in God the Father through Jesus, then please reach out to us today. We have a variety of resources and books available to help you understand how the Old and New Testaments connect together. And all you have to do is go online to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And while you're there, make sure to check out all the different ways that you can support us this year. It's our dream to present the gospel message to Jewish people and believers all over the world. And that's why we believe this ministry is so important. Being Jewish and a believer, Rabbi is uniquely qualified to reach God's chosen people in ways that you and I may not be able to. And with your financial support, he can keep preaching and teaching God's word until the Lord returns or calls us home. And to share a little bit more about standing with this ministry, let's hear from Rabbi Schneider once again.
Beloved, it's important that we put God first in every area of our lives. It concerns me that it seems that so many people today are trying to use God for an experience, but they're not being obedient. I think of many, many people that are going to churches, but they're not being obedient to God's word. Jesus said, "Unless a man picks up his cross, denies himself, and follows me, he cannot be my disciple." Sacrificial obedience is the only way to truly walk hand in hand with God. This is why it's important how we handle our finances. Going back to the first book of the Bible with Abraham, all the way through the New Testament, we see that those that truly walk with God honor Him in every area of their lives, including their finances. I want to just ask you today, if discovering the Jewish Jesus is being used by Father God in your life to be a blessing, would you honor Him with your finances through this ministry?
If God is leading you to make a difference in the lives of people all around the world today, then please let me explain how you can get in touch. First, you can call us at 800-777-7835 or take that next step and become a monthly partner. You can easily sign up to bring the good news to millions of people around the world when you go online to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And you can also send your donation or partner in the mail when you write to us at Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan, 49228. That's P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan, 49228. Thank you so much for your generosity and for supporting Discovering the Jewish Jesus. Now let's wrap up today's message with a special blessing from Rabbi Schneider.
The Aaronic blessing in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, is not a blessing that comes from an impersonal being out there somewhere in the heavens. This special blessing comes from a person, Yahweh, God Almighty, our Creator and Maker. So receive God's blessing into your life right now.
Yavarechech Yahweh Vayishmarecha Yair Yahweh Panav Elecha V'hunecha Yisa Yahweh Panav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with His countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one,
His peace. God bless you, and shalom.
I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Join us tomorrow when Rabbi Schneider presents a special message on gathering an army. That's coming up Wednesday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.